Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy Virtual Conference, designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
Legacy. Most people think legacy is something that you leave behind, like a foundation, maybe a body of work, maybe a speech. Maybe your name etched into something permanent, a monument. But legacy doesn't begin at the end of life. It begins in spaces like this, in rooms, in conversations that no one records, in the way we respond when something goes wrong. However, legacy isn't what you leave behind. It's the frequency from which you live. And whether you intend to or not, you are transmitting your frequency right now. Not through your title, not through your strategy, but through your state. Now, before I go further, let me give you a little bit of context for why legacy is important and why it matters to me. My name is Paul McFadden, and I've spent nearly three decades inside of leadership, studying it, building it, breaking it, and rebuilding it. I've led in corporate environments. I've built companies from the ground up. I've served in uniform in the U.S. Navy, and I've led a home as a father. All different arenas, but really the same pressure. And from what I've seen repeatedly is this. High performers can build impressive outcomes while slowly eroding alignment underneath. We learn how to scale strategy. We learn how to measure and manage optics. We learn how to win. But very few of us are taught how to regulate and how to regulate our emotions. I've succeeded externally while being misaligned internally. I felt the cost of that. And I've watched what happens when leaders build results without building coherence. Legacy, I've learned, is not built by ambition alone. It's built by regulation. And most people don't realize that until something fractures or something breaks. And that's why this conversation matters significantly. Because legacy isn't what we hope people will remember about us. Legacy is what we normalize within them. So I remember a moment in my own leadership where everything on the surface looked really strong from the outside. I was a team lead, so I was leading a team of high-performing engineers at a big nonprofit. All of our deliverables were up. All of our deadlines were being met. Projects were on schedule. People were aligned, at least on paper. But internally, as I reflect back on it, something was off within me. Meaning I was carrying more than I was actually admitting. I was absorbing pressure instead of metabolizing it. And there was this one particular meeting, and I still remember it. It was a small meeting, not even a big room. And I noticed something about the energy in the space. I just happened to be speaking at this meeting, and when I spoke, the room kind of leaned back. Not because they disagreed with me, but more so because they felt my compression, my tightness, my internal resistance. I wasn't yelling. I wasn't angry. I've already learned that lesson from a previous leader. But I wasn't truly regulated. And what I realize now was this, that it wasn't my words that were shaping the room. It was my nervous system. And to tell me that 15, 20 years ago, I wouldn't have known what that even meant. But that is the moment that I did understand that legacy begins long before the outcomes are achieved. It really begins with the emotional state or the emotional climate that you create and that others experience about you. And so what I've come to understand and what I've come to realize is that there are really three legacies every leader leaves. There is the emotional legacy or the emotional field that people feel when they are around you. And in knowing that, that would state that the emotions that you bring to every situation matter. The emotions that you experience, whether you acknowledge it or not, shape every thought, shape every behavior, shape every decision, and shape every response or reaction that you have. And it has a direct impact on others. Another legacy that we leave is the standards that we normalize. Are you, as a leader, a person of integrity? Or are you misaligned with your values? Do you embody your values? Do you walk the walk? And not just talk the talk. Right? Are you a good human being both outside in public and behind closed doors in private? These are things that we have to ask ourselves. And are we normalizing those things one way or another? And this third legacy that we leave is the courage to either model or potentially withhold who we are as human beings. We often hear the phrases or the phrase that people won't remember most of what you say, but they will remember how they felt in your presence. Do they feel steadier or do they feel smaller? Do they feel empowered or do they feel diminished? Do they feel permitted to speak honestly or do they feel like they're required to perform? How do people feel when they leave your presence? Because that memory becomes the inheritance. Now, as high performers, we all fall into a trap. High performers rarely fail loudly. They succeed while quietly narrowing the future. As a leader, we push through. We compensate. We solve problems. We make decisions. So we think, we stabilize, and we get to a point where everyone depends on you. And over time, that dependence becomes the identity. But the pressure you feel that you experience doesn't disappear. It transfers. And what you refuse to process internally gets distributed externally. What I mean by that is that it transfers to your team. Maybe that might transfer to the relationship with your partner. Maybe it transfers to the way we interact with our children. Maybe it transfers to the way that we interact and respond with our culture. So it does impact the relationships that we have. And ultimately, how important is that to us as human beings? Our relationships and our ability to relate to others. And that distribution becomes legacy debt. And it does compound silently. Now, there's a moment in my life that this debt, if you will, has become undeniable. And it's not a boardroom story, it's not a leadership story. It's a story of family and of relationships with children. I encountered experiencing my children in a way that many people probably can relate, maybe not if you don't have children, where relationships seem to be strained. There is a misunderstanding. And because of the misunderstanding, there becomes an inherent behavior that occurs. Maybe phone calls are ignored, or maybe text messages are left unread, as people say. And the conversations that should be had are not had, or they're delayed. And it's in those moments where there's effort made or not. There are hurts, there are traumas that are experienced, there is internal dialogue and conversations that are had inside, where there's all the blame being tossed around one way or the other. And ultimately, it comes down to a conversation. Maybe there was a small exchange or experience that happened in the past that was misunderstood and never discussed. And it comes out in the conversation today. Maybe there is a small reaction versus listening. Maybe there's a shorter tone that is taken than intended. Maybe there is a subtle withdrawal. It doesn't have to be dramatic, but it is a mirror. And it's when we step back away from that and we can see that they weren't reacting to your words. They really were just responding to your emotional state. And I realized in my own relationships that my ability to regulate isn't just personal, it's relational. And if I don't stabilize in that space and stabilize here with my own children, the next generation inherits tension instead of clarity. And that realization many years ago changed how I lead, not only other people, but how I lead myself. So here's the shift. Legacy is not scale. Legacy signals integrity. It's not about how many people know your name. It's about how clean the signal is when it leaves you. Signal integrity means your internal state. And it's where your internal state matches your declared values. Are you in alignment with who you say you are? Or are you in alignment with who you're becoming? It means coherence under pressure. And that is something that's measurable. So if legacy is a frequency, then there needs to be a way to evaluate that. And so I use a very simple lens or framework, if you will. It's the FREQ framework. And the F stands for field. And what I mean by that is, what emotional field do you create? Or another way to say that is, what emotion are you putting out on the field? Now, this isn't something woo-woo. This is energetically measurable. When you enter a room, what do you notice? What shifts? Do you notice tension? Do you notice the heaviness? Do you notice lightness? Do you notice joy? Do you notice free expression? Does the room brace? Or does the room breathe? Your field is the baseline frequency. And when you enter a space, it is felt immediately. And when we realize that, that also means that we have the opportunity and choice to change that. The R stands for regulation. How do you get into a space of coherence? How do you shift and change your emotional state? How stable are you under pressure? When something goes wrong, do you escalate or do you regulate? Either way, escalation or regulation is contagious. So when you stabilize, get yourself into coherence and in balance, others stabilize around you. And when you're able to do that, that becomes legacy in motion. The E stands for embodiment. Do your actions match your values? Are you clear about what your values are? Whose values are those anyway? Where did they come from? If someone studied your calendar, your tone, or your reactions, would they see alignment? Your calendar, your tone, your reactions, all that is your autobiography, if you will. And if you're able to align your values, your beliefs, with how you show up both in public and in private, that then builds trust. And embodiment builds trust without the use of words. And the Q stands for questions. What conversations does your presence permit? Do people tell you the truth? Or do they edit themselves? The quality of the questions allowed into your field predicts the quality of the legacies or the legacy which you create. Now, there has been a quieter, more recent moment, again, not in the boardroom, but just in stillness. After a long stretch of effort that most entrepreneurs can relate to, where things seem to be going really, really well, but yet something underneath is telling you that something's off. We all have that experience. And in my journey, I realized something simple. That if nothing changed externally, but I changed internally, everything downstream would shift, because frequency compounds, not through force, but through consistency. So let me make this real for you. want to take you through a quick exercise. Place your feet flat on the ground. And I just want you to inhale slowly through your nose for maybe 4 seconds. Then hold that breath for two. And then exhale for six. Again, inhale for 4 seconds. Hold that for 2 seconds. And then exhale for 6 seconds. And I want you to notice something. When you regulate, the room regulates. When you slow down, the field stabilizes. That right there is legacy. Not later, but right now. So I'm going to leave you with a question that I really want you to reflect upon as you think about legacy. If your current internal state were inherited by everyone you influence, would the future be stronger or would the future be weaker? You see, legacy is not what you leave behind. It is what you normalize. It becomes the frequency that you live from. My name is Paul McFadden, and I thank you very much for listening.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session as we transition to our next expert. Remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.